This is the John Oakley Show podcast.
It is a great day for talk radio. Coming up at the top of the hour, of course, we'll update the news. One of the stories making the news today, however much we might say that I'm actually surprised this is still a news story. But there was an anti-abortion rally, I guess, at Queen's Park today. And now it's resonating within the legislature and questions are being thrown back and forth. And I guess the cabinet ministers that are being implored to address it in some way, shape or form because a premier deflected to some of them. They're saying, hey, look, not much to see here. We're not changing any policy or anything like that. Let's get Anthony Fury in on this from Sun Papers, the national columnist who joins us every Thursday at this time. Anthony.
Hello, sir.
Appreciate your being here. What do you make of this anti-abortion rally? I guess that a couple of MPPs, at least noteworthy one, Sam Oosterhoff from out Niagara Way, he's, I think, a young social conservative, showing his, I guess, like-mindedness with some of the protesters there. I mean, is this to do about anything significant?
You know, it's funny, John. I was out and about today, and the first I saw of this, and I didn't know it was the March for Life Day, but I guess it's a signature day for them. They do it every year. So the first I see, I'm on the old social media, and a video comes up on Twitter of a bunch of reporters, and they're following this Sam Oosterhoff, and they're chasing him into an elevator, and they're saying, what were you doing at the rally? What were you saying at the rally? And he wants to get away, and they're blocking him from the elevator. Like that stuff we saw, the shenanigans with the getting the judge in the U.S., where they were always chasing people into the elevator. And I kind of thought, I'm not sure what's going on here, because what happened? He was at some event, and I go, I know he's a pro-life guy, so he show, you know, I don't get what's the big deal. And then he comes out of the elevator, and he just says, well, I believe every life matters or whatever, and that's the end of that, and he gets back in the elevator. I go, why are they chasing this guy down the hall? Why are they chasing him to the elevator? This March for Life thing happens every year. It's not my thing. I'm not an activist for that issue. That's not one of my pet issues, but people care about it. They show up on the lawn of Queen's Park, and then one MPP who we know has these views shows up to say, yeah, I'm like-minded with you there. I don't get the issue at all, except from this one fact, John. I remember back about more than a decade ago when Stephen Harper first got into office, there's a woman who wrote a book, I can't remember the title of it, that said, watch out, you know, hide the wife, hide the kids, they're coming for you, they're going to take away abortion, they're going to take away everything, they're going to lock up all the gays and so forth. She made good money on this book. It sold like hotcakes. It was from one of the top publishers. She did the speaking tour. There's a lot to be said from this, John, to do fear-mongering about the worst possible evil, nasty thing a conservative could do. Doug Ford, you know, I'm unhappy with him because he's not balancing the books and he's doing all this corporate welfare, so they've almost got themselves like a centrist premier right now. Oh, jeez, what can we drum up here? So one guy shows up at one rally. End of story, John. End of story. That's all we got. Case closed.
Yeah, you know, and I guess that's all it is to me. And no status, the status quo is going to be maintained. As I said, this is the third rail in the political debate in Canada. Nobody's touching. We don't even have a law nationally. I mean, you know, it's been punted between the Supreme Court and back to the legislature or the House of Commons. Anyway, it doesn't seem like there's going to be anything imparted here by the provincial government of Doug Ford.
Nothing's happening. No one's asked for it. Maybe Oosterhoff would personally like it or whatnot, but he's not, you know, he's like 12 years old. He's a backbencher. I think, you know, he's 20, I think, or so, and he's not a cabinet minister. Nothing to see here.
He had a protest at his riding office. did you hear about this? Where I guess a bunch of seniors were upset with the cuts to libraries in the province, and so they have a reading whatever group that get together, and they feel that the cutbacks are going to compromise the quality of their sitting down and getting 9 copies of a book for each of their members. I would think the easy thing is get 4 or 5 copies and then just double up on the couch, no?
Reading group. I would have called the cops if it was a knitting circle, because you know those things they use? I mean, you can ice pick a guy with those. So reading circle, though, I don't know.
All right. I want to come back and drill down on some other things, because you've written where the AG's report shows the federal asylum process is a mess. That continues to resonate, and there's fallout from that. But Admiral Mark Norman, the case that really turned upside down yesterday with the stay of the proceedings and the prosecution. Where this goes next is what I'm intrigued by. So we'll get to that with Anthony Fury from the Sun Papers, national columnist, next here on The Oakley Show. Global News Radio, 640 Toronto.
Thanks for listening to the John Oakley Show podcast. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and anywhere else you get your on-demand audio.